I'd like to do a song now of what happens when we don't express our feelings and needs honestly. And what can happen when our partner does express their feelings and needs openly and honestly, but we don't receive it empathically. When we do that, the person that we love the most can soon become a festival of pain, as described in this song.
Yes, I know I can always count on you.
I can always count on you to come up with something new. Along about the time I think you've done all you can do to me, you find another way to rip my pride away. Yes, I know I can always count on you for some brand new humiliation, some well thought out and novel degradation. You're a festival of pain, and I keep coming back again, 'cause I know I can always count on you. You tromped all around my mind at least a million times, and I haven't got a dream unspoiled, not an ideal left behind. You say my eyes are getting glazy. Well, Lord, your love has made me crazy. Yes, I know I can always count on you for some brand new humiliation, some well thought out a novel degradation. You're a festival of pain, and I keep coming back again, 'cause I know I can always count on you.
Another problem that often makes it hard for people to enjoy giving in an intimate relationship is when their partner skips the need and just expresses their pain and goes immediately to a strategy. For example, if a person says to their partner, "I'm feeling very hurt. You've only, you know, been home 2 days out of the last month in the evening. Would you please correct your schedule so that you are home at least 4 evenings a week. Now, notice what that person has expressed. They've expressed an observation at the amount of time the other person has been home in the evening, and their pain was expressed, but they skipped over the need and went to a strategy. Now, one could assume that wouldn't the other person assume that and guess that the need behind that was for some closeness, for some intimacy that wasn't being met? Well, it's not too likely, in my experience, that the person on receiving that message is going to be able to do that very easily when the need is not expressed. When they hear the pain, and immediately the pain is followed by a request, very often, in my experience, that request is going to be heard as a demand. So it's very important, when we are in a good deal of pain about something, that we be conscious that it's by really focusing on our need, making the need clear, and our feelings clear. It's that information that when people have that focus, then specific strategies that are requested have a whole different taste to them than if the person goes from the pain to the request. I have suggested an activity to many couples that have consulted with me and who are interested in how can we deepen our relationship. I've said, let me suggest a scary exercise for you. Let me suggest that in your lives that you give space, regular space, to dealing with a scary question. And that scary question is, what am I afraid to tell you? And that when you take the time to do this, the person who responds by saying, what is a scary message to say, really works hard at expressing that in a way that makes it clear to the other person that there's no criticism or no demand intended in what they say. And it's very important that the other person really be conscious of when people are in the most pain and have the most scary messages to say. Those are the ones we need to be sure we just hear what they're feeling, needing, and requesting, and never hear any criticism or demand.